Hi, everyone. So we're really excited to finally have Anarvin on this call. It's a difficult task to introduce her because, well, it's difficult and it's easy at the same time. Difficult because she's done so much in her life. Easy because she's done so much in her life and, you know, there's plenty to share. But difficult because how do you summarize someone as broad as her? So I'll share just a little bit, tidbit about her development work to start off with. So she's a co-founder of Manav Sadhana, which started from the Gandhi Ashram in 1991. And it has four large centers, 82 small centers, and serves about 9,000 people in education, in health, in vocational training. They work with a large slum community. They work with, you know, all ranges. She also then went out and started another nonprofit organization that serves 2,000 women. So the program is mainly, it's women empowerment through income generation. And if that wasn't enough, there was a new initiative called Craft, which provides a platform for 5,000 artisans and 22 different NGOs across Gujarat, where they come together and are able to just have a voice and market to the general public. She also received the Top 40 Women Entrepreneurs of India Award in 2005. But as I was asking her, you know, of some of the factual stuff, she said, you know, I just do small things. That's all that I do. So I will, with that, I will just jump right in to the questions because I have a lot of questions I want to ask her. We'll do with she understands English, but we'll translate into Hindi because she's a little bit more comfortable with that. And the other thing I have to warn you is that it's Navratri in India, so there's lots of loud music going on in the background at times. So it's part of the scene. So we're not partying it up in the background. We are here with you guys.
And Guri, I'm going to just jump in. Just want to introduce Siddharth, who's going to be our official translator. Siddharth is part of our Move by Love team out in Ahmedabad, supporting us out there.
Welcome, Siddharth, and welcome, Anarvin. So start with, maybe if Anarvin, can you tell us a little bit about what inspired you to start doing development work? Like, what was that initial inspiration that said to go out and do something?
Namaste, everybody. Guri, inspiration main meri mother se liya tha. एंड मैं एट्थ क्लास में थी और मेरी मदर टीचर थी और स्पेसिफिक वो मैथ्स एंड साइंस पढ़ाती थी एंड आई वॉज वेरी गुड विथ मैथ्स एंड साइंस. सो मदर ने बोला कि तू इतना अच्छा पढ़ाती है तो अपने देश में इतने लोग इलिटरेट हैं तो एटलीस्ट वैकेशन में आपको किसी को पढ़ाना चाहिए. एंड आई रिफ्यूज कि मुझे नहीं पढ़ाना है, मैं क्यों पढ़ाऊँगा, कोई नहीं पढ़ाता है, तो मुझे तो घूमना है वैकेशन में, गाँव जाना है एंड फन करना है. सो फिर मदर ने बोला कि नेक्स्ट एट क्लास का आपका फीस मैं नहीं भरूंगी अगर आप नहीं जाओगे तो. सो मुझे उस टाइम तो मम्मा बहुत हिटलर जैसे लगते थे कि ये क्या बोल रही है. देन मैं पढ़ाने का मैंने चालू किया एंड दो बच्चों से लेके 20 बच्चों का ट्यूशन्स किया. बहुत छोटी जगह थी, जो भी गांव से सीखी थी वो सब मैंने वहाँ पे किया. एंड फन पार्ट मेरे लिए वो था, अभी समझ आता है कि वो ईगो था, बट जहाँ से उस जिस रास्ते में मेरा जो स्लम था वहां से मेरे मम्मी पापा जब निकलते थे तो वही एक ऐसी जगह थी जहाँ पे लोग पहचानते थे कि अनार दीदी के मम्मी पापा है. मैं वैसे पहचानती थी कि ये इसके मम्मी पापा, मतलब मेरी मदर एंड फादर का नाम लेके बोलते थे कि ये उसकी बेटी है, बट यही एक एरिया था जहाँ पे मेरे मम्मी पापा मेरे से पहचाने जाते थे. तो मेरा ईगो इतना सेटिस्फाई होता था, मुझे लगता है देखो मेरा नाम हो गया भले इतनी एरिया में हो. तो मेरा स्टार्ट जो सेवा का है
So Narben was sharing her source of inspiration, and she believes her mom has always been a source of inspiration for her. Her mom was a maths and science teacher in school, and Narben herself was pretty good in these two subjects. So her mom would often insist that she, you know, uses these skills to or uses these strengths to teach so many illiterate children in the rest of India. Initially, Anarban wasn't open to such an idea because she wanted to use her vacation time to play and spend time with other children. But eventually, her mom threatened to not pay her next semester fees if she didn't go out and teach some of the illiterate children. So Anarban ended up, you know, starting with about two children, which eventually grew to about 20 students. And before you know it, people in her street just outside her house, the slum just close to her house, people started recognizing her parents through Anarban, as opposed to the other way around. And that gave her a tremendous sense of accomplishment, and she admits that it might have come from a sense of ego satisfaction, but it definitely set the tone for her journey in service.
And Anarban, how did Manav Sadhana, which means service to mankind, that was started at the Gandhi Ashram, how did that come about?
हम लोग ये सोच रहे थे कि मानव सेवा वही प्रभु सेवा है. सो पहले वो स्पिरिचुअलिटी या मेडिटेशन और वो सब टच नहीं था. हमारा शुरुआत जो काम का हुआ खाली सर्विस से हुआ. सो हम समझते थे कि हर एक के दिल में भगवान है. अगर हम उनको सर्व करते हैं तो हम भगवान को सर्व करते हैं. सो मानव सेवा एज प्रभु सेवा से ये चालू हुआ.
इन द अर्ली डेज ऑल दैट Anarban and a few of her friends believed was that manav seva, or service to mankind, is service to God. And that was the source for their service journey. So it may not have had, you know, too much spiritual depth. It was primarily rooted in just service to mankind, because they believed that in every human being, in every man, lay the divinity, or what they called God.
I was amazed to learn that there's, you know, 82 small community centers that are built literally like in the slums where the greatest needs are. So it's an amazing organization. Going from that, how did the transition to Gram Shri come about, which, you know, empowers women?
So Manav Sadhana se जो हम लोग सीखे वो मेरे लिए सबसे बड़ा पार्ट था, क्योंकि बच्चों के साथ काम करना और स्पेशली मेरा पैशन एजुकेशन था. सो बच्चों से मैं देखती थी कि रिलीफ एक एजुकेशन में एक पार्ट आता है. जब आप सपोर्टिव एजुकेशन दे दो उसको तो वो रिलीफ होता है. बट सस्टेनेबिलिटी वाला अप्रोच समझ में आया तो लगा कि एजुकेशन में वैल्यू बेस्ड एजुकेशन पे जाना चाहिए. सो एक जो था कि सर्विस है, बट सर्विस में मेरा पार्ट कौन सा होना चाहिए. सो रिलीफ से सस्टेनेबिलिटी की तरफ सोच आई. देन ग्रामश्री का जन्म हुआ क्योंकि उसमें वुमेन एम्पावरमेंट था, तो वहाँ पे सस्टेनेबिलिटी से एंटरप्रेन्योरशिप की सोच आई कि सस्टेनेबल अगर वुमेन होती है, डिपेंडेंट नहीं होती है, वो इंडिपेंडेंटली काम कर सकती है, अपनी खुद की एक स्पिरिचुअल बेस सोच होती है, तो वो एंटरप्रेनर आराम से बन सकती है. तो वो ग्रामश्री का एक लर्निंग था.
Anarban was sharing how from in her early days, from Manav Sadhana, she learned a lot about working with children. And in that process of working with children, she found that very often this was very relief-oriented work. And it's only when they move towards a value-based education that they find that it was becoming more and more sustainable. So in this search for sustainability, she found that entrepreneurship could be one such means for making the community more and more self-sustainable. And she found that if she worked with women with the right spiritual roots, if she could facilitate them to become entrepreneurs, they would be far more self-sufficient, and in that sense, far more self-sustainable in the long term.
And Arvind, so working with these two communities, Manav Sadhana and Gram Shri, what do you feel that you learned at a personal level from working with these particular communities?
Generally, communities ke pyar se sab kuch sikhne ko milta hai. Un logo ka trust and humare upar ka blind faith and love. Jo ye jo teen qualities mujhe apne community se mila, ki kitne bhi challenges hai life mein unke saath, paise nahi hai, bahut sare challenges hai family mein hit ho rahi hai women, बट उनका जो प्यार था और ब्लाइंड फेथ हमारे ऊपर था, उससे बहुत कुछ लर्न करने को मिला कि वो जो लव इतने चैलेंजेस में मुझे देते हैं, वो ही लव मैं इतने कम चैलेंजेस के साथ भी क्या दूसरे को ट्रांसफर कर सकती हूँ। तो इंडिया में यही पार्ट सबसे अच्छा है कि मटेरियल मैटर कम करता है बट प्यार मैटर ज्यादा करता है।
Anarben learned the most during her service with various communities was the love that she received from them. In fact, she speaks of three values: trust, love, and blind faith that she constantly received from various communities. And that's something that completely transformed her. The way people would just openly trust them, put their blind faith in them, even if they performed small acts of service with them, was very, very transformational for her. And she would often think about how she might take this forward or pay it forward in some way. So what she found was that it's values like these that go a long way in any form of development work in India, and not as much to do with material capital.
After being in development work for over 20 years, what do you feel are the biggest challenges that face India today?
मैं मानती हूँ कि इंडिया में जो सबसे मतलब पूरे वर्ल्ड में ये प्रॉब्लम है, बट इंडिया में भी ये प्रॉब्लम अभी हमको दिख रहा है, वो है एक दूसरे के साथ का ट्रस्ट। जो ट्रस्ट एक दूसरे के अंदर जो है वो कम होता जा रहा है। लाइक भाई के पास वो ट्रस्ट नहीं है, फैमिली को एक दूसरे पे ट्रस्ट नहीं है, हस्बैंड को वाइफ पे ट्रस्ट नहीं है। तो ये ट्रस्ट का जो क्राइसिस है, वो क्राइसिस मैं बहुत अलग अलग तरीके से देख रही हूँ। देन सेकेंड मैं देख रही हूँ कि अनटचेबिलिटी, डिफरेंट टाइप ऑफ अनटचेबिलिटी। मैं सपोज मैं मेडिटेशन करता हूँ और कोई मेडिटेशन नहीं करता है, तो मैं स्पिरिचुअल हूँ एंड वो शायद मेरे से कम स्पिरिचुअल है, बट दिस इज इट्स डिफरेंट टाइप ऑफ अनटचेबिलिटी। मैं ऐसा मानती हूँ कि मैं पढ़ा लिखा हूँ, ये पढ़ा लिखा नहीं है, बट सिर्फ विजडम विजडम होता है सबके अंदर, भगवान सबको ठीक से देता है। तो एक दूसरे का जो विश्वास करना है, रिस्पेक्ट करना है, जो डिग्निटी होनी चाहिए, वो क्राइसिस मैं देख रही हूँ स्पिरिचुअल वे से, जो इंडिया में पहले नहीं था, बट ये नए तरीके से आ रहा है।
After 20 years of development work, what Anarben has really seen is a trend that she's observed even in other countries, and that is the trust within families, within communities, within one another is on the decline. So she's been witnessing families that were earlier together but are now not able to trust within themselves. Brothers not trusting one another, husbands and wives, fathers and children. And that's a trend that's really been on the increase in India as well. A second observation that she has is to do with untouchability. Now, she's not talking about untouchability in the traditional sense, but untouchability which exists in us towards one another. She's noticed how sometimes people who meditate think that people who don't meditate are not spiritual in their roots. And through that judgment and through that classification of one another, we often view others as untouchable. She views wisdom as something that is in different forms in different people. And each person has a different path. Each person has a different way of expressing it. And it's up to us to start trusting one another and understand these different forms. And it's only then that the untouchability will move lower.
Okay, so just switching gears a little bit here. You know, after Gramtri came about, you went back to school to earn your MBA and are also running two businesses. How do they connect for you with the work that you do? And what are the benefits and challenges of being in the non-profit world as well as the business world?
मैं एक चीज मेरे father-in-law से सीखी थी। वो हमेशा मुझे बोलते थे कि change of work is rest. So मुझे हमेशा, और वो एक बात भी बोलते थे कि हाँ बाहर जाओ, बाहर निकलो, सबसे मिलो, कोई हमारे लिए untouchable नहीं है, तो सबसे बात करो, प्यार से करो। एंड मेरे लिए एक मेरा जो नेचर था वो है, वो ये है कि मुझे हमेशा चैलेंजिंग काम अच्छा लगता है। सो जितना वर्सेटाइल मैं काम करती हूँ उसमें मुझे ज़्यादा चैलेंज दिखता है। एंड जो स्पिरिचुअल प्रैक्टिसेस मैं करती हूँ जो मेरे में प्रॉब्लम है लाइक मेरे कई वैल्यूज में मुझे अभी भी इम्प्रूवमेंट चाहिए होता है वो प्रैक्टिस मुझे वर्सेटाइल ग्रुप में बहुत फास्ट मिलता है. और मुझे लगता है कि मैं ऐसे पानी में तैरूँ कि जो मेरे साथ है तो फिर मुझे लगता है कि वो तो ईजियर है. बट जो ऐसा पानी है जो मेरे सामने आ रहा है उसमें मैं तैर रही हूँ तो मुझे लगता है कि वो ही मेरे लिए सस्टेनेबल अप्रोच है. सो ज़्यादा वो ही चैलेंज के कारण मैं अलग अलग फील्ड में काम कर रही हूँ. एंड हर फील्ड में अच्छे लोग हैं क्योंकि ह्यूमन बीइंग है. एंड अगर हर फील्ड में अच्छे लोग हैं तो ऑब्वियसली उनमें कंपैशन है, उनमें भी लव है, उनको भी अच्छा लगता है जो प्रैक्टिस मैं उनके साथ करती हूँ और लगता है कि उनको भी हमारे साथ जोड़ूं.
So what Narben learned from her father-in-law is this one phrase that he would often use. It went by change of work is rest. He would always tell her to go out and meet different people, speak to different people, and in the end, love whoever she came across. Because in the end, no one was untouchable. And based on this advice, she felt that the versatility that she experienced by going out in different fields and meeting different people was very, very challenging. It almost became like a very powerful practice for her in her spiritual development. And she shares how when you're meeting such versatile people, you often find conditions that you're not very comfortable with. It's almost like you're constantly, you know, swimming upstream as opposed to with the current. And this is something that she saw as a challenge. And this challenge she found was constantly moving her upwards and helping her evolve. She also found that in every field that she would be part of, ultimately was composed of humans who all were innately compassionate. And this versatility allowed her to tap into this compassion within each and every human being. So she found that even though people were diverse, the fields were diverse, she could connect with them and in fact take them along with her in her service journey.
So Anarben, in the middle of running 3 organizations, 2 businesses, being a mom, a wife, a daughter, and a friend to many, how do you stay centered amidst all the activity? How do you kind of, you know, keep that spirit intact in everything that you do?
मेरे लिए तो वो मतलब इतना छोटा काम है ऐसा लग रहा है क्योंकि जहाँ पे भी मैं जाती हूँ वहाँ मैं 100% रखती हूँ. सो घर में हूँ तो लगता है कि घर में जब मेरी ज़रूरत है वो वैल्यू टाइम दो, बिजनेस में भी जब ज़रूरत है तो वो वैल्यू टाइम दो. सो फैमिली को वो प्रॉब्लम मेरे से नहीं है क्योंकि मैं वैल्यू टाइम देना चाहती हूँ उनको. एंड एक चीज़ मैं जो हमेशा सीखी हूँ मेरे फैमिली के लिए कि मैं जो भी काम करती हूँ उसमें अगर वो लव प्योर है, सेक्रीफाइस नहीं है, अगर वो सेक्रीफाइस है तो वो सस्टेन नहीं कर रहा है, अगर वो प्यार है पूरा तभी वो सस्टेन करता है. तो वो मेरा लर्निंग है कि मैं वो सीखी हूँ जो अर्ली स्टेज में मुझे लगता है कि मैं सबके लिए कर रही हूँ विच इज माई सेक्रीफाइस ऑफ माई टाइम और ऐसे मैं सोच रही थी, बट वो शिफ्टिंग हुआ कि ये मेरा सेक्रीफाइस नहीं है. सो वो एक्सेप्टेंस हुआ है, अब प्यार से मैं करती हूँ सबके लिए. मेरे लिए इतना चैलेंज ये सब चीज़ें छोटी छोटी नहीं है क्योंकि मेरा टीम बहुत अच्छा है, मेरे पीपल जो मेरे साथ काम करते हैं, मैं ज़्यादा टाइम उनको प्यार देने में, उनको स्ट्रेंथन करने में, मेंटोर करने में लगाती हूँ, तो मुझे नहीं लगता है कि ज़्यादा मेरी उनको ज़रूरत होती है.
So for Anarben, a lot of what Guri explained seems like very small tasks because that's what she's constantly engaged in. So she's pretty much decided that if she's with family or if she's with a non-profit or if she's with her business associates, she's decided to give her 100%. And she's decided to make sure that whatever time committed with those people is, it's entirely of value to them. And that's something she's decided for wherever she might find herself. And she found that when her love is pure and when there is a very, very pure relationship between people, it is the most sustainable form of relationship. There is no sense of, you know, giving up or or lack of sufficiency, or what she described as a sacrifice for the time that she was spending. And that's very important. And so that purity in your love towards one another is extremely important. She also feels that her team is small with whoever she works with. And her role is primarily to just engage with people through loving relationships and to mentor them. And in that sense, her actual time required with different people isn't too much, because ultimately she's just building loving relationships with them.
So, Anarvind, both you and your husband Jayesh Rai have been doing service work for quite a long time. And yet you both have your own unique styles of how you do it. How does that impact your relationship?
मेरा और जयेश का स्टाइल बहुत अलग है, बट हम दोनों को वो क्लैरिटी है कि हमको कहाँ जाना है. सो मैं मानती हूँ कि शायद दोनों ने अपने अपने नेचर के कारण खुद के पाथ लिए हैं. सो मैं मानती हूँ कि मैं जयेश नहीं बन सकती, एंड जयेश भी मानता है कि मैं अनार नहीं बन सकता. सो एक दूसरे का जो मैं मानती हूँ कि जो गैप्स हम लोग एक दूसरे के साथ जो मैच करते हैं वो ब्यूटिफुली करते हैं, क्योंकि प्यार है. एंड दोनों में वो भावना है कि हमको अल्टीमेटली यूनिवर्सल गुडनेस के लिए कुछ ना कुछ करके जाना है लाइफ में. तो उस कारण से हम दोनों के बीच में कभी वो तकलीफें नहीं आती है. सो मैं मानती हूँ कि, और कई कई बार ऐसा भी है कि मैं जयेश से भी कई कई चीज़ें सीखी हूँ, और मुझे कई बार लगता है कि मैं जयेश की तरह नहीं कर सकती हूँ. फिर मैं अपना खुद का वे ढूंढती हूँ कि मैं किस तरीके से कर सकती हूँ. सो मुझे लगता है कि दो अलग अलग है, बट सोल एक है.
सो Jayesh Bhai's style is different from Anar Ben's, and that's something she's realized. But both of them have clarity in where they want to go. So even though they might have very, very different nature, different natures, very different personalities, as a result, they've chosen different paths. But they find that they're often filling each other's gaps in a way. And that's because there is a very, very deep love and a loving relationship between the two of them. And what's most important is, in the end, is that they are both aligned with universal goodness. And whenever you align with such a value, there can never be conflict. So there are times when she has learned from Jayesh Bhai. There are times when she's taken a different path because she's not agreed with Jayesh Bhai. But in the end, their soul is one. And so even though the personalities might be different, it doesn't matter in the end.
So in terms of kind of where you are, you know, heading towards in the future, where do you see yourself 5 years from now?
Yes. Mira. दो मैंने तीन चीज़ें सोची है कि मेरा जो 5 years का ड्रीम नहीं बोल सकती, गोल भी नहीं बोल सकती, बट स्पिरिचुअल वे के लिए जो चीज़ सोची है वो ये है कि मटेरियल से सिंप्लिसिटी की तरफ ज़्यादा जाऊँ. देन सेकेंड सोचा है कि मुझे, मैं हेड एंड हार्ट के साथ बहुत सालों से प्रैक्टिस कर रही हूँ, बट हैंड के साथ नहीं जुड़ी हूँ. सो मुझे, मेरा पैशन है कि मुझे फार्मिंग में जाना है. सो मेरा 5 साल का जर्नी में वो ही रहेगा कि मैं ज़्यादातर कैसे हैंड के साथ जुड़ूँ एंड कैसे काम करूँ. एंड थर्ड पार्ट इज वो ही कि मेरा जो छोटा छोटा खुद का लर्निंग है कि छोटी छोटी चीज़ें मुझे कंटिन्यूसली करनी है, जो कई बार एडमिनिस्ट्रेटिव वर्क में मैं नहीं कर पाती हूँ, जो कॉन्शियसनेस के साथ जुड़ी हुई है, वो छोटी चीज़ें मैं कैसे करूँ आगे, एंड ज़्यादा से ज़्यादा लोगों का प्यार मिले एंड कोऑपरेशन मिले, तो वो ही ज़्यादा अच्छे से करना चाहती हूँ.
Over the next 5 years, she's very clear that she wants to move away from a materialistic life, or what she calls a focus on material, towards a very, very simple way of living. She also believes that so far she's been able to harmonize her head and heart to a great extent, but she finds that a connection with her hands isn't that deep. So in order to completely align the head, heart and hand, she hopes to focus on farming as a way, as a means of working more with her hands, getting closely connected to the soil to completely establish that harmony within her. She's also found that in the past, being related, you know, being involved in administrative work, she's not been able to be connected with small things on a daily basis. So with the next few years, she hopes to focus on this a lot more. So how can she be closely connected to doing small things with greater consciousness? And she trusts that all of these means will allow her to connect with people in a more cooperative and a more loving manner.
It looks like Amit had a question. Amit, go ahead.
You know, Anadidi, my question was really around the idea of family, you know, in two aspects. You know, this is a challenge that many women have expressed, not only in the United States, but just across the world, in terms of how do you find a balance between your business, your service work, and your family life to be able to also authentically be there for your family. And then the second part of that is, you know, you have a wonderful daughter, Sanskriti, and how is it that you and Jayeshbhai find time to give to her as well as try to imbue the values that you guys have taken on to her?
Yeah, Amit, मैं वही बोलना चाहूँगी क्योंकि बैलेंस वही तो प्रैक्टिस है एवरी डे का. मेरे जो फादर इन लॉ ने बोला चेंज ऑफ वर्क इज रेस्ट. सो लाइक वन आवर मेरा मीटिंग होता है बिजनेस का एंड आफ्टर वन आवर मैं संस्कृति के साथ हूँ या फिर उसके बाद मैं तुरंत सोशल वर्क में काम करती हूँ. तो वो प्रैक्टिस हो गया है मेरा कि मैं यहाँ जहाँ पर बैठती हूँ वहाँ सोचती हूँ. सो मेरे लिए वो अभी वो इतना डिफिकल्ट पार्ट नहीं है क्योंकि वो मेरा प्रैक्टिस हो चुका है. बट बैलेंस इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट. मैं भी लर्न कर रही हूँ क्योंकि जो टेम्पर की बात होती है मैं बहुत शॉर्ट टेम्पर थी एंड मैं आज अपने आप को देखती हूँ तो लगता है कि इट्स लाइक 80% मैंने इम्प्रूव किया है कि ये डिफरेंट फील्ड में काम करते हुए क्योंकि संस्कृति की तरह मैं भी टेम्पर चाइल्ड थी. एंड वो बैलेंस मैं अभी भी प्रैक्टिस कर रही हूँ. समटाइम्स वो बैलेंस टूटता भी है तो वापस वही कॉन्शियसनेस से वापस आना चाहती हूँ कि जितनी जल्दी से मैं वो टेम्पर को कंट्रोल करूँ. सो वो ही मेडिटेशन हेल्प करता है उसके लिए. एंड संस्कृति के लिए मैं इतना बोलूँगी कि बहुत अच्छे तरीके से संस्कृति ने ये आंसर दिया था एंड वो आंसर शायद मैं उसी का रिपीट कर रही हूँ. संस्कृति ने बोला था कि मेरे मम्मी पापा मुझे टाइम देते हैं जब मुझे जरूरत है. बट उन्होंने जिन जिन लोगों को प्यार दिया है उन लोगों का प्यार भी मुझे मल्टीप्लाई होके मिलता है. तो कभी नहीं लगता है कि मैं इन लोगों से दूर हूँ. सो वो चीज बहुत अच्छी थी मेरे लिए कि बेटी भी वो समझ रही है हमको.
So for Narben, it's almost become a daily practice, this balance that you spoke about, Amit. She remembered her father-in-law's phrase again, change of work is rest. So she might be sitting for an hour in a business meeting. The next hour she switches over to speaking and spending time with Sanskriti. And later she's off doing some sort of social work with the underprivileged. So she looks at this as a practice and constantly focuses on being where she is and who she is with at that moment. This balance is tough. But she really believes that because of constant practice, she's been able to come a long, long way. So she found that she had an extremely, you know, a tough anger problem in her earlier days. She was a pampered child like her daughter Sanskriti and often found it tough to control her anger. But with constant practice, with constant meditation, keeping consciousness through a daily activity, she's found that this anger has been improved almost 80% over the last few years. So it's up to us to constantly focus and to constantly keep this consciousness. Coming to your point about, you know, how they managed to spend time with Sanskriti and impart the right values to her, she's reminded of this one answer that Sanskriti gave to a group of people when they were in California earlier this year. Sanskriti believes that, you know, her parents spend as much time as possible, as much as they can, you know, they can with her. But for the times when they aren't around, she's found that there's so many people whose lives have been touched by her parents. Those people's love multiplies several fold and often comes back to her. And she's often overwhelmed by what, you know, people that she doesn't know that well, but her parents may have completely transformed. So she's really overwhelmed by how these people are constantly showering love on her. And she believes that this is more than enough for, almost too much for her to take at times.
Another question on family. You know, being in a family where your husband is doing amazing work, your father-in-law was a famous Gandhian, and your mother is in politics. How does that like affect your view and perspective? Any particular challenges that you face, especially with the last one, with your mom, mother being a well-known politician across?
मेरे फादर इन लॉ एंड जयेश दोनों का एक ही फील्ड है जो मैं भी हूँ कोई फील्ड में, तो उनके साथ का काम का कोई चैलेंज मेरे लिए नहीं था क्योंकि हम लोगों का सेम वेवलेंथ था सोचने का एंडमोस्ट. बट माय मदर जो वो पॉलिटिक्स में है उसमें मुझे एक थोड़ा सा बनाने का भी लोग मेरे पास सभी आते हैं डोमेस्टिक की मैं बात कर रही हूँ कि इंडिया से कोई भी लोग जो भी मेरे पास आते हैं. सो पहले ये था कि मैं बहुत फ्रेंडली थी एंड सबसे मिल लेती थी एंड सबसे प्यार से बोलती थी. तब कोई सेल्फिश तो वो चीज है, बट इतना मैं 100% बोलूंगी कि फैमिली हमारा ऐसा है जो नॉन करप्ट है, तो ज्यादातर उन्हीं से सीखने को मिलता है क्योंकि पॉलिटिकल बैकग्राउंड के कारण कई ऐसी सर्विसेज के अंदर हम पार्ट ले सकते हैं जो पूरे गुजरात के हित में है. तो वो भी एक अच्छा पार्ट होता है कि पॉलिटिक्स के थ्रू हम लोग कई लोगों तक, पॉलिसी मेकिंग तक हम लोग पहुंच सकते हैं जो हम छोटी छोटी प्रैक्टिस करते हैं.
So Narben found that because she's been involved in service for so many decades, it's not been as conflicting with her relationships with her husband or father-in-law, because they were often in the same field. They are often very, very aligned with the same values. But yes, sometimes because of her mother, who's a very, very active politician in the state of Gujarat, she does have a fear of a few relationships that she ends up building at times. Earlier, she found that she was extremely friendly and she would go out and connect with people very easily. But lately, she found that she couldn't be sure, entirely sure, if some of the people who were close to her, or people who wanted to be more friendly towards her, if they were doing it without selfish reasons. But in the end, she trusts that if her family, her loving people aren't corrupt and have the right values, it shouldn't matter so much. In fact, she found that political relations can often go forward and create huge impact, especially at the governmental level. So she's found that because she has the right values, the right intentions, she's been able to help in various policies for the state government, for the central government, and that in turn has led to quite a large impact in some of the areas that she's been working.
We've just opened up the queue for Q&A, so those of you that are on the call now, if you do have a question for Narben, please push *6, and that will enter you into the queue, and looks like we already have our first question.
Actually, Amit, I just had one more question to the Q&A. So in terms of, you know, working from the Gandhi Ashram for so long and being so closely connected to the values of Gandhi, you all obviously imbibe a lot of those values. What would you say is, what Gandhian values do you resonate with the most?
Gandhi ji ki life mein unhone jo chote chote experiments kiye hain values ke saath, to wo mujhe bahut achhe lagte hain. एंड उनके बहुत सारे व्रत हैं, उनके बहुत सारे वैल्यूज हैं, बट मैं हमेशा मेरे नेचर के साथ जो देखती हूँ वो है फेयरलेसनेस. एंड जो फेयरलेसनेस से ही मैं हमेशा कनेक्ट करना चाहती हूँ डिफरेंट वैल्यूज को. सो मेरा जो नेचर है कि मुझे हर टफ चीजें करनी होती हैं, सबको कन्विंस करना होता है, मुझे मेंटोरशिप देनी होती है, तो ये जो क्वालिटी है उनकी फेयरलेसनेस वाले, उससे मुझे बहुत इंस्पिरेशन मिला है. एंड उनके साथ साथ उनकी जो ट्रुथ है या नॉन वायलेंस है, वो सब जो वैल्यूज है, वो वैल्यूज में हमेशा मेरा ये फर्स्ट वैल्यू के साथ कनेक्ट करके मैं सीखती हूँ. सो गांधी जी को वो ही तरीके से मैं अपनी लाइफ में ले रही हूँ कि छोटे छोटे एक्सपेरिमेंट से सीखो एंड वो सीख के किसी और को सिखाओ. सो वो शेयरिंग वाला जो पार्ट है गांधी जी की लाइफ का, वो मुझे सबसे ज्यादा
inspired by Gandhi's constant emphasis on small experiments, and often these would be experiments with various values. Of all the values that Gandhiji would speak about, she found that she was most drawn towards fearlessness that he possessed. In fact, fearlessness helped her connect and even hold several values herself. So she found that even when she was practicing mentorship or practicing loving and connecting other people, fearlessness was something that really helped her in her journey. So take some of the other values like truth and non-violence that Gandhiji practiced. She found that fearlessness helped her connect to these values as well. So in a sense, fearlessness became a way for her to understand some of these deeper values. She also found that Gandhi had this constant emphasis on sharing what he learns with others. So that's something she hopes to practice herself, constantly reaching out to others, constantly reaching out to people and sharing what her experiments with values have been.
And Arvind, it's so nice to hear your voice. This is Vinaya and Siddharth. You and Guri, I can just picture all of you sitting there together. So it's so nice to be in that space. My question was, how do you prioritize your time? How do you prioritize? There's so much happening in your day on a daily basis and you're running around. So how do you know where you should be spending your time and how do you figure that out?
मेरे पास जितने भी काम होते हैं वो दिन के, तो उसमें से मैं देखती हूँ कि सबसे मेंटोरशिप का काम कौन सा है, तो मैं सबसे पहले वो प्रायोरिटाइज करती हूँ. एंड ऑब्वियसली बिजनेस वो मेरा कंपलसरी काम, तो वो कंपलसरी काम भी प्रायोरिटाइज करना पड़ता है, तो उसको भी. एंड मेरी लाइफ में मैंने दो तीन तरीके से मैं देखती हूँ कि मेरा पर्सनल ग्रोथ कैसे होना चाहिए, मेरा खुद का हॉबीज क्या है. सो उसको भी मैं देख के ट्राई करती हूँ कि उसमें से कुछ कर सकती हूँ. सो ऐसा नहीं होता है कि एवरी डे का जो काम है उसमें प्रायोरिटाइज होता है, बट लाइफ का प्रायोरिटाइज शायद कोई बार पीछे चला जाता है.
So she tries to prioritize her daily routine based on her activities. So every day she gives the first priority to activities related to mentorship. Second, she looks at activities related to business because she's almost decided that these are compulsory for her. So it's mentorship first, then business. And then she looks at her own personal growth as well. She trusts that her personal growth through hobbies or things that she really enjoys, or you know, ways that she expresses herself, shouldn't be sacrificed at the expense of all her other activities. So she hopes that while prioritizing her activities on a daily basis, she can also focus on prioritizing her life in a more organized way as well.
Thank you.
Thank you, Amit. Anarma, wow, how beautiful. Siddharth and Guri, yeah, that's as Vinaya said, it's so lovely to hear. It's such a delight to hear this beautiful conversation. And Arvind, we were so deeply touched by you and Jayesh Bhai and all of you when you were here with Ekatva family. thank you so much for being part of our community. Our community is sending our love and respect from the heart of the Bay for all of you. Quick question, Anarben. You know, for all these things that you do, seems like you are rooted in this gift of health. And I think to be able to, you know, channel for universal goodness, this health, one has to be established in a sound health. So I wanted to ask you, you know, we heard a little bit about your personal practice in yoga and meditation and sattvic food. I wanted to invite you to share some thing from your journey. Where did your yoga and meditation, yoga in specifically, how did that start? And any piece of, sharing for all of us that we can do in our everyday life to continue to enjoy this sound health. Thank you.
Actually, before Anarben answers, I just wanted to add quickly an interesting comment that you said about health. Since we've been here, the day after we came, she actually had surgery. She had a cyst removed. And, you know, a few days after that, instead of resting, she was hanging out with us. We had a 7-year celebration at Seva Cafe. She was like in the front row welcoming everybody in. So it's really hard to judge health as like us like normal mortals. I think she has a different level of health. So I don't think even a surgery like really gets in the way of her being involved in the community. And it just goes on for 7 days of the week. You know, there's
that's
no
right, contact. Right, wow.
So
Goodies answered that question.
हेल्थ को कुछ नहीं होना है कितने सारे लोगों की दुआ है ना साथ में सो वो चीज तो हमारे लिए वो है ही नहीं बट मैंने एक बहुत अच्छी बात सुनी थी एक पर्सन से जो बहुत रेगुलर डोनेशन इंडिया में करते हैं एवरी डे बहुत लैक्स ऑफ रुपीज वो डोनेट करते हैं तो उन्होंने कभी कोई योगा मेडिटेशन नहीं किया एंड देन सब पूछ रहे थे कि आप 80 इयर्स ओल्ड क्यों हो तो उन्होंने बहुत अच्छा जवाब दिया था कि मैं बिल्कुल पॉजिटिव हूँ मैं कभी नेगेटिव चीजें सोचता नहीं हूँ एंड दूसरी बात उन्होंने बोली थी कि मैं हमेशा खुश रहता हूँ सो मैं मानती हूँ कि हम लोग योगा मेडिटेशन करते हैं बट सबसे ज्यादा पार्ट वो है इनर हैप्पीनेस जो भी चीज आप करते हो बहुत प्यार से करते हो एंड सबके लिए वही रहता है ग्रेटिट्यूड होता है एंड मैं हमेशा खुश रहने का ट्राई करती हूँ कि खुले से हंसो एंड निपुण से अभी नया नया सीखी हूँ कि सबको बहुत प्यार से और जोर से बुलाओ जब भी कोई आता है तो ऐसी छोटी छोटी चीजें हंस के करते हैं ना तो मैं मानती हूँ कि हेल्थ ज्यादा मैटर नहीं करता है
सो शी ट्रस्ट दैट हर हेल्थ इज ऑलवेज गोइंग टू बी फाइन बिकॉज़ देयर सो मेनी पीपल हु आर आउट देयर ब्लेसिंग हर कांस्टेंटली शी वंस मेट दिस 80 ईयर ओल्ड डोनर हुज स्पेंट मिलियंस ऑफ रुपीस or gifted millions of rupees over the last few decades. He told her that he never did any yoga, never did any meditation. He was just always positive and always happy. And so for her, you know, even though she may practice yoga, may practice meditation, it's always more important to be happy on the inside. It's always more important to laugh. And if we can be happy and if we can laugh, that for her will translate to a more healthy and positive life in the long run.
Hi, everyone. This is Netika. Thank you so much, First Farmers, for organizing the calls. Anarben, Jayesh Bhai, Guri, Nipun, Geeta Ben, everyone there, lots of love to all of you. Before I ask the question, actually, Anarben, lots of good wishes to you for your recovery. I'm sure with everybody's love and good wishes, it's all smooth sailing, and there are many, many more years for you to share your love. Mera prashna actually us sandarbh mein hai jo aapne pehle zikr kiya ki life mein abhi society mein naya kisam ka अनटचबिलिटी शुरू हुआ है कि पहले तो था ही कि किसी के पास गाड़ी है किसी के पास गाड़ी नहीं है, लेकिन नया किस्म का अनटचबिलिटी देख रही हूँ। और प्रश्न पूछने का ये मकसद है क्योंकि मैं एक प्रैक्टिकल एग्जांपल मेरे लाइफ का दे रही हूँ आपके एडवाइस के लिए, कि एक काम करने के लिए हम एक टीम में हैं और कई बार ऐसा होता है कि अपने हिसाब से अपने तौर तरीके से अपने इंटेंशन से हम उस काम पर प्यार से आए और सबके साथ सद्भावना से काम करें और काम पूरा हो जाए। लेकिन कई बार ऐसा भी होता है कि सामने वाला जो हम जिसके साथ काम कर रहे हैं वो कई बार उसी सेम भावना से मिलजुल कर काम नहीं होता उनसे। तो ऑफ कोर्स फोर्स तो नहीं करना है किसी को, पर किस तरीके से छोटे छोटे प्यार से कैसे उनमें कोई चेंज आ जाए या हम कुछ करें जिससे वो भी इसी सेम पाथ पर आ सके और सद्भावना से प्यार से काम कर सके हमारे साथ।
रितिका, पहले तो मैं आपको थैंक्स बोलना चाहूंगी क्योंकि पापा के पास से आपकी बहुत बातें सुनी थी एंड आप में वो कंपैशन है तो आप कुछ भी कर सकते हो। मैं इतना आपको बताना चाहूंगी कि वो चैलेंजेस हमको भी हमारे काम में होता है, बट सी हम लोग हमेशा ये सोचते हैं कि जो भी सामने वाला एक्ट करता है वो उसका ट्रूथ है एंड जो हम करते हैं वो हमारा ट्रूथ है। सो दोनों साइड दोनों का ट्रूथ तो है बट वो ट्रूथ की समझ नहीं है एक दूसरे की। तो मैं मानती आप अगर उनकी साइड से सोचोगे कि वो ऐसा क्यों सोचते हैं सो आपको बहुत हेल्प हो जाएगा, क्योंकि कंपैशन एंड लव आपके पास है ऑलरेडी तो ऑटोमेटिकली धीरे धीरे आपका सोच आएगा कि ये उसका ट्रूथ है। वो तरीके से सोचते हैं, वो डिफरेंट है हमसे तरीका। बट मैं ये चीज मेरे लाइफ में भी जब भी होती थी मैं हमेशा ये सोचती थी कि भगवान जैसे नेचर बनाता है भगवान ऐसे ही लोग बनाता है एंड सब में अच्छा पार्ट होता ही होता है, बस हमारे बीच का जो तंतु है ना जो मैं मानती हूँ कि जो थ्रेड है वो थ्रेड जुड़ा नहीं है। सो वो धीरे धीरे ही जुड़ता है। तो मैं मानती हूँ कि आप यही लव एंड कंपैशन वाला प्रैक्टिस एंड उनकी तरफ से सोचने का वो करोगे तो मुझे लगता है कि वो आराम से आप कर पाओगे क्योंकि वो सेम प्रैक्टिस मैं अभी मेरी लाइफ में कर रही हूँ।
The question was that even though at times we might focus on our work and our task at hand with complete faith and complete surrender to it, at times we find that we may not have success because those around us or those who are supposed to be supporting us may not be on the same wavelength as us or may not understand things the way we do. So is there a common practice that you have to work with some with situations like this? So Narben was sharing that situations like these are constantly all around us, no matter what we might be doing. And she believes that this is often the case because people have different understanding of the truth. And because there is a different understanding of the truth, you'll find differences in opinions, differences in the way people approach situations. The key here is for us to hold understanding and compassion towards them. The key is to understand that people have different perceptions of the truth. And when we do that, this compassion will naturally be able to connect the two of us. She trusts that just how God has made nature in a very varied way, even people have varied forms, people have different ways of expressing themselves. But every person has that that divinity within them. Every person, all the different people she's come across, no matter how varied they are actually, she trusts that they can be connected by something as simple as a thread. So it's important for us to hold this understanding and compassion and in a sense connect them. In fact, this is something that she's been practicing herself quite a bit over the last few days.
Namaste Anarbhan, this is Lavanya from Pittsburgh. I had visited ESI and Gandhi Ashram about a month ago. And though I did not meet you, it was a pleasure to connect with everyone there. And it was a real joy to be there. My question is related to the what you had said earlier about community. So I also want to ask how you even create that community for yourself. It may not always be existing, but you said about the role of community, but can you say a little bit more about how you create that community around yourself that can help you also in your journey?
So, कम्युनिटी के साथ शुरू में थोड़ा मुश्किल होता है क्योंकि जनरली एक चीज़ कॉमन है सबके माइंडसेट में कि कोई भी सेल्फलेसली काम करने के लिए आ ही नहीं सकता है क्योंकि जनरल समाज में वही प्रैक्टिस है कि सब कुछ ना कुछ सेल्फिश मोटो से जुड़ती है इवन समटाइम्स फैमिली के साथ भी होता है तो जब भी हम ये मोटो लेके जाते हैं कि हमको आपको हेल्प करना है तो वो ट्रस्ट नहीं करते हमारे ऊपर सो मेन मैं ऐसा मानती हूँ कि वो धीरे धीरे कम्युनिटी हमारे साथ जुड़ती है एंड उसके लिए वही प्रैक्टिस है कि उनको कैसे हेल्प करें उनको कैसे सपोर्ट करें उनको कैसे प्यार करें उनके बच्चों को कैसे हम कंफर्ट लेवल पे लाएं एंड छोटे छोटे ऐसे फेस्टिवल सेलिब्रेशन हम लोग साथ में करते हैं जो भी छोटे छोटे चीज़ें हम शेयर कर सकते हैं वो उनके साथ करते हैं तो धीरे धीरे हमारी कम्युनिटी के साथ हमारा वो रेपो बनता है बट टाइम लगता है क्योंकि मैं मानती हूँ कि मिनिमम 6 मंथ्स तो उनको लगते ही लगते हैं क्योंकि वो ट्रस्ट हमारा और उनके बीच का जल्दी नहीं हो सकता है तो 6 मंथ्स कंटिन्यूसली हमको सेल्फलेसली सर्व करना है जहाँ एक भी एक्शन कभी ऐसा नहीं होना चाहिए कि उनको लगे कि हमको कोई अलग मोटो है उन लोगों के साथ
सो कनेक्टिंग विद योर कम्युनिटी अराउंड यू कैन बी डिफिकल्ट initially because often when we go out to serve community they might think that we have selfish intentions and that's just because that's the way the world is often conditioned so you might go out and say you know here I am I want to help you but you'll find that people may not be able to trust you as openly so that process of building community around you is extremely slow but we have to constantly think about helping those around us constantly think about supporting those around us and constantly think about loving those around us if not them even their kids think about how you might connect with them during festivals during occasions and constantly think about how you might like to build rapport with them at times it might take as long as 6 months she thinks it's at least a 6-month process to get things started and through the 6-month process, you have to constantly think about serving selflessly. You almost have to be sure that there's not even one selfish action during this initial process. But if we're focused about it, if we're clear that this is something that we want to work on, you'll definitely find that you'll be able to build community gradually.
Hello, Anarve. This is Neelam from Michigan. Kim Cho. We have never really talked, so great to listening to you. Most of the questions people have asked, ઘણા બધા જવાબ મળ્યા છે. I was so engrossed just listening to you. ખાલી મને એવું એટલું પૂછ્યું છે તમને કે are you interested in entering politics? Because we need more leaders like you and who represent women and the power that we have. તમને એવો ઇન્ટરેસ્ટ છે કે બીકોઝ તમે બધું કરો છો નોટ ઇવન બીંગ ઇન પોલિટિક્સ બટ બીકોઝ યુ ઇન્સપાયર ઓલ ઓફ અસ આઈ મીન વી આર સો ઇન્સપાયર્ડ લાઈક કાલે મારે ત્યાં ક્રિસ લોમેન ફ્રોમ આપણા લવિંગ કમ્યુનિટીમાંથી હી ઇઝ વિથ મી એન્ડ વી હેડ ધીસ લિટલ ગેટ ટુગેધર વિથ માય ફેમિલી એન્ડ ફ્રેન્ડ્સ એન્ડ એવરીબડી સો ઇન્સપાયર્ડ એન્ડ એવરીબડી વોન્ટ્સ ટુ કમ ટુ માનવ સાધના એન્ડ બી દેર So it's really my privilege to work with you and Jayesh bhai, Viren bhai. So tamne lage chhe ke tamme politics you will ever enter into?
Neelam, mai koi dream nahi jo ane hu just wait karti thi kya question maine koi na puche. Par eu koi ambition nahi ane eu koi man ma koi dream nahi ke mane politics ma jau chhe. કારણ કે મારી અત્યારની જે લાઈફ છે એટલી બધી સેટિસ્ફાઈડ છે કે ક્યારે એવું થતું નથી કે હું એમાં કઈ જઈશ તો કઈ વધારે સારું કરીશ અને હું છે કે હું જે પણ કરું છું એમાં ઘણું બધું મારું પોતાનું લર્નિંગ છે અને ઘણું બધું હું સમાજની સાથે શીખું છું. મે બી કદાચ એ જર્ની પોલિટિક્સમાં નહીં થાય અને પોલિટિક્સમાં જવાનું થયું સપોઝ, તો એવું બી થઈ શકે કે ત્યાં જઈને હું મારું લર્નિંગ કમ્પ્લીટલી સ્ટોપ થાય અને હું જસ્ટ ડેવલપમેન્ટના કામ કરું. સો સસ્ટેનેબલ ડેવલપમેન્ટનું જે અપ્રોચ પોલિટિક્સ થ્રુ છે એ મારી થોટ પ્રોસેસ નથી. એટલે મને બી ખબર નથી કે મને જવું જોઈએ કે ના જવું જોઈએ, એટલે કોઈ એમ્બિશન નથી. એટલે આઈ ડોન્ટ નો કે શું કરવું જોઈએ.
સો નાર્વેન વોઝ એક્ચ્યુઅલી હોપિંગ શી વુડન્ટ બી આસ્ક ધીસ ક્વેશ્ચન, બટ ક્વાઇટ ઓનેસ્ટલી શી હેઝન્ટ રિયલી હેલ્ડ એની સચ એમ્બિશન્સ ઓર ડ્રીમ્સ ઓફ એન્ટરિંગ પોલિટિક્સ ઇન ઇન્ડિયા. Because right now she is extremely happy with what she's doing, extremely happy with the way she's balancing things. She trusts that whatever she's doing is helping her learn, helping her evolve. And right now it seems like it may not happen. She may not be able to learn as much in her journey through politics. She actually feels that sustainable development or her way of serving communities may not be possible through politics. So as such, she may not be able to find an alignment in her journey of service with politics. So I hope that answers your question, Neelamandi.
Hello, Narvin. This is Rekha Garg. आपसे अगस्त में मिलना हुआ था. मेरी बेटी शैली मानव साधना में वॉलंटियर करने के लिए आए थे. आज का जो भी इस कॉल पर कहा गया, एवरी सिंगल वर्ड हैज बीन जस्ट टचिंग माय सोल. इट्स बीन द मोस्ट अमेजिंग टाइम आई हैव हैड दिस वीक. इन आई हैव हर्ड सो मेनी पॉजिटिव थिंग्स व्हिच हैव बीन सेड टुडे एंड आई एम जस्ट वंडरिंग बिकॉज आई हैव बीन इन दोस मोमेंट्स समटाइम्स मायसेल्फ बीइंग अ मदर एंड इन द मिडल ऑफ सो मेनी थिंग्स. डू यू एवर फील देयर इज अ मोमेंट ऑफ इनकम्प्लीटनेस और अनहैप्पीनेस एनीवेयर? Especially, I remember sitting in your birthday celebration at Gramshree. That was the first time I met you. And all these cards were being given and the birthday wishes were being sung. And you said something about how it was so hard for you to start the day. And then the thought that so many people love you just brought you up. So what, is there a moment of unhappiness in your life?
शॉर्ट टाइम के लिए कोई बार होता है बट लॉन्ग टाइम के लिए कभी नहीं होता है. सो ऐसा होता है कि लगता है कि मैं यहाँ पहुँच नहीं पाई और मुझे यहाँ से सीखना मिलता था, बट शायद मुझे मेरी ड्यूटी के काम करने पड़ रहे हैं तो मैं शायद वो कई जगह पे ऐसे पार्टिसिपेट नहीं कर पाती हूँ जहाँ पे मेरा खुद का एक ड्रीम होता है. सो ऐसी जब सिचुएशंस आती है तब मुझे लगता है शॉर्ट टाइम. बट मैंने आगे आप एक चीज़ बोली कि सेक्रीफाइस जो वर्ड है ना वही हमको इनकम्प्लीटनेस देता है. एंड वही लर्निंग मैंने लिया है कि मैं सेक्रीफाइस नहीं कर रही हूँ. अगर वो वे ऑफ लाइफ नहीं होगा मेरा जो जिसके साथ मुझे काम करना है या फिर जो भी चीज़ें मुझे चाहिए थी जो नहीं कर पा रही हूँ वो प्रैक्टिस मैं कहीं और करती हूँ. तो मुझे कभी पहले होता था बट जब से ये वर्ड का मेरा शिफ्टिंग हुआ कि सेक्रीफाइस नहीं, एक्सेप्टेंस करो, एंड जितना फास्ट एक्सेप्टेंस करते हो उतना फास्ट पीस मिलता है. तो वो ही प्रैक्टिस ज्यादा करती हूँ. एंड आपको भी वही प्रैक्टिस अगर आप करोगे तो बहुत मजा आएगा क्योंकि उससे इनकम्प्लीटनेस कभी नहीं लगता, पीस ही रहता है.
सो देयर आर टाइम्स, देयर आर शॉर्ट मोमेंट्स व्हेन शी फील्स अनहैप्पी, बट शी इज नेवर रियली बीन अनहैप्पी ऑन अ लॉन्ग और सस्टेन्ड बेसिस. शी इज इन द पास्ट फेल्ट लाइक she hasn't been able to focus enough on her dreams perhaps, or maybe in her journey of inner transformation or in her journey of learning. But she's made it clear that there should never be any sense of feeling like she's given up anything or that she's feeling incomplete because of it. So she feels that no matter what her duties are, there should be a complete acceptance towards them. And if we can accept what our journey is, accept what we have in amidst us or in front of us, you'll find that there isn't an unhappiness because there isn't a sense of having let go of something or having to do without something because you've accepted what you have.
Hey, Anarben, this is Pavian Viral from California. So wonderful to hear your voice and your stories. I just had a quick question. I know that you have touched so many thousands of lives, and I was just thinking about how in turn those lives have touched you. And I was wondering if from all those stories of people who have touched you, if maybe you could share one story of someone who you've served, but who in turn has served you and what you've learned from them.
Hi, Pari, Pavi and Vir.
Hello.
एक स्टोरी मैं वो बताना चाहती हूँ जो ग्रामश्री चालू हुआ उससे पहले का है. तो मैं मेरी सब विमेन मतलब जो पेरेंट्स हैं बच्चों के उनके साथ बात कर रही थी, उसमें स्पेशली मदर्स, एंड सब मदर्स बैठे थे, करीबन 100-150 मदर्स थे. एंड वो दिन मुझे हमेशा याद रहता है कि जब मैंने ग्रामश्री क्यों चालू किया, वो मुझे हमेशा ये स्टोरी ग्राउंडेड रखता है. सो जब भी जितने भी विमेन थे वो अपना अपना अपनी अपनी लाइफ शेयर कर रहे थे, सो काफ़ी टाइम के बाद हम लोग एक कॉमन प्लेटफॉर्म पे आए, सब खुश हैं, सब बातें कर रहे हैं. तो एक वुमन खड़ी होके फिर बोल रही थी कि दीदी मुझे कुछ शेयर करना है. सो हम सब ने बोला कि आप करो, क्या शेयर करना है. तो उसने पूरा उसका सेक्शुअल लाइफ का बात किया, एंड वो रात की बात कर रही थी जब हस्बैंड एंड वाइफ का टाइम होता है, एंड वो कैसे सेक्सुअली अब्यूज होती है वो मुझे उसने बताया. देन जितनी भी वुमेन वहाँ पे थी वो सब रो रहे थे, उनके उसके जो नेबर्स हैं वो भी रो रहे थे. एंड मुझे भी यही लगा कि वो जो चीज़ बता रही है वो उसका सॉल्यूशन कैसे हो सकता है, क्योंकि मेरा एज अ सोशल वर्कर वो ही था कि मैं कैसे वो पेन से उसको निकालूं एंड कैसे उसको बेटर लाइफ दूं. तो वो सोचती थी, तो मुझे लगता था कि उसके बच्चे हैं, उसको मैं हॉस्टल में डालती हूँ, उसको पढ़ाते हैं अलग तरीके से, एंड उसके हस्बैंड से उसको दूर लेके जाते हैं, उसको पीसफुल लाइफ कैसे दे सकती हूँ. वो सोच थी मेरे अंदर जो हमेशा एक एम्पावरमेंट क्रिएट करने वाले लोगों में होता है. सो वो बहन ने जब ये सब चीज़ें बोली तो मैं बहुत डिस्टर्ब थी, रात को घर गई, मैं सो नहीं पाई. देन सेकेंड डे मैं उसके घर गई एंड मैंने उसको ये सब सॉल्यूशंस बताए, क्योंकि मुझे सबके सामने ये नहीं बताना था. तो मैं उसके साथ बैठी थी, वो उस टाइम बिल्कुल खुश थी एंड मुझे बोलती है कि दीदी मेरे लिए सबसे पार्ट वो था कि मेरा कोई मैका है, मतलब मेरे ऐसी विमेन है जो मेरी फ्रेंड्स है, जहाँ पे मेरी कोई भी डिफिकल्ट बात मैं शेयर कर सकती हूँ. आपने कितने प्यार से चीज़ मेरे से सुनी, शायद मैं मेरे माँ बाप से ये बात नहीं सुन सकती थी. एंड जो चीज़ वो इतने प्यार से मुझे बोल रही थी, तब मुझे लगा कि एक वुमेन को क्या चाहिए, जस्ट थोड़ा सा प्यार, थोड़ा सा अप्रिसिएशन, थोड़ा सा लिसनिंग, कोई उसको सुने उसकी क्या तकलीफ है. उससे ज़्यादा कोई भी वुमेन नहीं कुछ भी चाहती है फैमिली से और उसके सराउंडिंग से. सो मुझे वही लगा कि ग्रामश्री में मैं क्या दे सकती हूँ मेरी सब वुमेन को. ये तीन चीज़ें दे सकती हूँ कि जब उसको ज़रूरत है तब हम खड़े रहें, जब उसको कुछ भी लाइफ में शेयर करना है तो हम रहें कि जिससे वो शेयर कर सके, या फिर ऐसा कुछ फैमिली बनाए जहाँ पे सब प्यार से रहें और प्यार से ग्रोथ करें. उसमें जरा भी ज़रूरत नहीं है कि फैमिली को तोड़ो. तो वो जो स्पिरिचुअल अप्रोच था वो लेडी से मैं सीखी, और मेरा जो सॉल्यूशन बेस्ड अप्रोच था हमेशा वो मुझे हमेशा पॉजिटिव लगता था, बट उसने मुझे वो चीज़ सिखाई कि हमेशा सॉल्यूशन की ज़रूरत नहीं होती है, प्यार की ज़रूरत होती है. और मेरा सबसे ब्यूटीफुल लर्निंग वो लेडीज है, उसका फेस मैं आज भी याद करती हूँ तो मुझे लगता है कि मेरी वो सबसे पहली गुरु थी ग्रामश्री चालू करने के लिए.
Wow. So, long, this was before Gramshri actually began. Anarben was once speaking to some of the mothers of the children they would work with. There were about 150 women in the gathering, and a few of the women were sharing their stories with. At that time, one woman stood up and opened up and shared a little bit about her sexual life. She was speaking about her life at night when her husband would abuse her sexually. And you could find that this was a heart, this was a story that was very, very deeply connected to her heart. In fact, it touched all the women there, and almost all the women present were in tears. At that point, Anarben immediately, her mind immediately raced and started thinking up of solutions. Solutions that often involved taking her away from her husband who was putting her through this experience. And she shared how very often in social empowerment, people tend to think of solutions like this. You tend to think of fixing the situation. But at night, Anarben spent some time by herself. And the next morning, when she went back to visit the woman opened up again and said that she was just happy that she could express herself and that she could share her story with someone. And in a sense, she felt like this was her parents' home. Because in India, the newly married bride or the wife often feels extremely comfortable to go back to her parents' home. And she often looks at that as a comfortable and safe place for expression. So in a sense, Anarben felt that love, appreciation, and a space for listening is all that women really needed to be happy. And she then had the vision for Gramshri, and she then realized that perhaps Gramshri could just be the space for listening, for loving and appreciation for women. And through that, she could help empower women. So in a sense, she thinks back now and she thinks about that woman, and that woman's face is very, very clear in front of her eyes. She considers her to be one of her gurus or one of her teachers, because it actually gave her this spiritual approach towards women empowerment. It was an approach that did not lie so much in fixing the solution or breaking up the woman's family, but lay deeply rooted in sharing and creating a larger family for the women, just through simple values of love, appreciation, and listening. And in the end, she trusts that love is all that is all we need, even if we're doing women empowerment or working with any other communities.
Hi, Anarben. This is Rahul calling in from San Mateo. You and Jeshbhai had already been quite busy and involved in the community serving, even at the start of your marriage, and most definitely when Sanskriti came into the world. Given that Asha and I are about to be parents in February, I was interested in hearing how you adjusted in the early days around when Sanskriti was born, and how you kept your balance and focus, and just how you went through that transition.
Hi, Rahul.
Hi.
That's really good. Huh? It's a good news. Congratulations.
Thank you.
मैं समझती हूँ कि सब कुछ हम लोगों ने शेयर किया है एंड हमने हमारे किड को भी शेयर किया है. सो संस्कृति खाली हमारी बेटी नहीं है, सबकी है. सो मैं मानती हूँ कि अगर वही चीज़ सोच के आप उसको लाओगे या फिर बड़ा करोगे, डिफिकल्ट नहीं है. जैसे अभी रेवा बड़ी हो रही है, सो सबके गोद में खेल रहे हैं, सबके पहलूज ले रहे हैं, सबके साथ इमोशन शेयर कर रहे हैं, तो उसको एक इतना बड़ा फैमिली मिलेगा जैसे हम जॉइंट फैमिली देते थे अर्लियर. सो वो बहुत बड़ा पार्ट है बच्चों को कैसे शेयर करें, क्योंकि ऐसी मदर्स में मैं देखती हूँ कि मेरे बच्चों को छू रहे हो, सैनिटाइजर लो पहले, देन उसको छुओ. तो वो जो चीज़ें होती है ना, वो हमेशा एक डिस्टेंस बनाती है. तो संस्कृति स्लम में बड़ी हुई है एंड जस्ट 2 मंथ्स की थी, और मैं लेके उसको जाती थी वुमेन के साथ, एंड वहीं पे फीडिंग कराना, वहीं पे घूमना, उसको वहीं पे बड़ा किया है. सो मुझे कभी कोई चैलेंजेस नहीं लड़े संस्कृति के लिए. जस्ट वही है कि बहुत प्यार से अपने बच्चे को शेयर करना चाहिए सबसे, क्योंकि बच्चा सबके लिए प्यारा होता है एंड सबको फ्रेश करता है वो.
सो बोथ अनारबन एंड जयेश भाई हैव ऑलवेज ट्रस्टेड इन इन द सिंपल वैल्यू ऑफ शेयरिंग विद द कम्युनिटी, एंड दैट्स समथिंग they have believed in even while raising Sanskriti. So even today when she looks at Meghna and Madhu's daughter Reva growing up, she sees how this value of sharing is in the long run only more powerful for the child as they grow up. She sees children growing up in people's laps from different parts of the community, playing with different people, interacting with different people. And that goes a long, long way in inculcating this value of sharing, even in the child. Today, she's come across mothers who even ask other people to first wipe their hands with hand sanitizer before touching their children. But with Sanskriti, both Jaishbhai and Anarbhai were extremely open in exposing her to the community. So at the young age of just 2 months, Sanskriti was often with Anarbhai in various slum communities. Anarbhai would take her with her, would ensure that she was being taken care of by women in the community. She would often be fed in the community and would be playing with different people in the community. Because she believes that love is one of the most powerful values and one of the most powerful nurturing environments that any child can have. And when a community that's offering her so much love grows in size, it can only be good for the children.
Thank you.
Siddharth, એટલું સરસ ટ્રાન્સલેશન કરે છે એટલે હું મારું ક્વેશ્ચન ગુજરાતીમાં પૂછું છું અને તમારી સાથે ગુજરાતીમાં પણ વાત કરવાનું મન થાય છે. મારે પૂછ્યું હતું કે તમારા જે લાઈફમાં કઠિન સમસ્યા જ્યારે આવે ત્યારે તમે કેવી રીતે રિસ્પોન્ડ કરો છો? તમે પ્રાર્થના કરો કા બીજા કોઈ સાથે વાત કરો કા તો તમે સેવા કરો કા શાંત થાવ, કેવી રીતે તમે રિસ્પોન્ડ કરો છો? અને તમે એવો એક ઉદાહરણ આપી શકો છો જ્યાં તમારા જીવનમાં એકદમ કઠિન સમસ્યા આવી હોય અને તમે કેવી રીતે રિસ્પોન્ડ કર્યું ને એ સિચ્યુએશનમાં શું થયું?
Yes, it's a good question. I think કારણ કે અમારી લાઈફમાં એક બહુ કઠિન ટાઈમ હતો કે જ્યારે સંસ્કૃતિ 6 મંથ્સ ની હતી અને કોમ્યુનિટીમાંથી અમારી ઉપર એટ્રોસિટી કેસ કર્યો હતો. અને એ કેસ જ્યારે કર્યું તો એ ટાઈમમાં જયેશને પણ 2 ડેઝ જેલમાં જવું પડ્યું હતું. અને એ કેસ એટલે એ જે પણ કેસ છે એ એટલું ટાઈટ હતું અહીંયા ઇન્ડિયામાં કે તમને જ્યારે બી એ કેસ કોઈ બી કરે તો ઓન ધ સ્પોટ તમને જેલમાં મૂકે. તો જયેશને બે એક વાર જવું પડ્યું હતું. સેકન્ડ ટાઈમ જ્યારે એને અમારી ઉપર કેસ કર્યો તો સેકન્ડ ટાઈમ જબ કેસ કિયા ઉસને તો હમ લોગો કે લિયે થોડા ડિફિકલ્ટ થા ક્યોંકિ બેટી બહોત છોટી થી ઓર હમ ઉસકો લેકે કાફી મંથ્સ તક લોગો કે ઘર મે છુપ રહે થે. સો વો ટાઈમ બહોત ડિફિકલ્ટ થા હમ દોનો કે લિયે. આઈ થિંક વો હી સબસે જ્યાદા લર્નિંગ ટાઈમ થા ક્યોંકિ ઉસી ટાઈમ મે હમારા બેલેન્સ ભી નહીં થા. હમ દોનો કો યે મેરે ઓર જયેશ કે બીચ મે ઝગડે ભી હોતે થે ક્યોંકિ રિએક્શન દૂસરે આતે થે. દોનો કે બીચ મે કભી ઘર કે લિયે ઝગડે નહીં હુએ થે બટ યે કેસ કે લિયે શાયદ કઈ બાર હુએ. સો મેં માનતી હું કે વો બહોત ડિફિકલ્ટ ટાઈમ થા બટ આજ મેં વો દેખતી હું ક્યોંકિ વો બાત કો 10 સાલ હો ગયે એન્ડ આજ મેં દેખતી હું તો મુજે લગતા હૈ કે ઉસે જો ભી કેસ ઉસને કિયે તો લાસ્ટ કેસ જબ થા તબ ઉસને ઉસકો સજા હોને વાલી થી એન્ડ જયેશ ને ઉસકો માફ કિયા. એન્ડ આજ એસા હૈ કે ઉસકે ફેમિલી કો કહી ભી જરૂરત હૈ હમ કામ ઉસકે લિયે કભી ના કભી હમ હાજર રહેતે હૈ એન્ડ ઉસકે બચ્ચો કો હમ લોગ પઢાતે હૈ. એન્ડ વો હમારા ટર્નિંગ પોઈન્ટ યહી રહા કે ક્યું યે પ્રોબ્લેમ્સ આ રહે ક્યોંકિ હમ ઉસકો ભી ગ્રેટિટ્યુડ બોલતે હૈ કે જો ભી જબ ભી વો ઘર આતા હૈ મેં હમ લોગ બોલતે હૈ કે આપને હમકો બહોત સિખાયા હૈ કે બેલેન્સ કરના. પોલીસ સ્ટેશન કભી નહીં દેખા થા, કોર્ટ નહીં દેખા થા, વો સબ આપકે કારણ દેખા બટ ઉસસે જ્યાદા હમ આપકે સાથ કેસે પ્યાર સે પ્રેક્ટિસ કર સકતે હૈ વો ચીજ હમને હમકો આપને સિખાયા હૈ. તો ઉસમે ભી કઈ ક્વાલિટીઝ થી બટ કઈ રોંગ ક્વાલિટીઝ ભી થી. તો હમકો લગા થા કે ઠીક હૈ ઉસકો કેસે હમ ડાયવર્ટ કર સકતે. ઓર આજ યે હૈ કે વો બહોત અચ્છા ફ્રેન્ડ હૈ, બહોત અચ્છા ફેમિલી ફ્રેન્ડ હૈ, ઉતના અચ્છા ખાના બના કે હમકો બહોત પ્યાર સે ખિલાતા હૈ. તો મેં માનતી હું કે જો લાઈફ કા સબસે કઠિન ટાઈમ હૈ ઉસકો હમેશા લર્નિંગ ટાઈમ કે તરીકે સે દેખના છે કે વો હી લર્નિંગ ટાઈમ હૈ ક્યોંકિ ચેલેન્જીસ હી હમકો સિખાતી હૈ. ઉલટે પાણી મેં તૈરો તબી તો હમારા વેલ્યુઝ હમ હમેશા કે લિયે હમારે અંદર જાતે હૈ. તો મેં હમેશા યે ચીજ કઠિન ટાઈમ કે પોઝિટિવલી લેતી હું કે ક્યા મેસેજ હૈ ગોડ કા, ઇસકે પીછે ક્યું દિયા યે કઠિન ટાઈમ. બહોત ટાઈમ હો ગયા અભી કઠિન ટાઈમ આયા હી નહીં હૈ.
Because you have nothing to learn, Anarbhai. So quick translation on the question. Ashish was asking how Anarben deals with tough situations and how she's responded in the past, and if there's, if she can share such a tough, you know, situation where she's gone through a tough time. Anarben, remember this one time when Sanskriti was only 6 months old at the time. There was an atrocity case that was lodged against Jayesh Bhai, and he had to spend 2 days in jail at that time. She remembers that it was an extremely tough time for the entire family. She also remembers that she went through a lot of learning through this process. She remembers that there were a lot of fights between the two of them. They weren't as balanced as they are now. And because of the case, there would be, you know, arguments, there would be squabbling, there was no real clarity on the way forward. But all of this helped her learn and move through this process. In fact, after quite a few of these cases, towards the end, there was this one case which was against the person who initially lost these cases against Jayesh Bhai. And both Anarben and Jayesh Bhai actually forgave him in that case and dropped all charges against him. So even today, this individual who had lodged these cases against them, in fact, now visits them at home quite often. And even today, Anarben and Jayesh Bhai often speak to him about those times which were very tough for them. And they share how they feel a deep sense of gratitude for all that they learned in this process. They share with him how they feel gratitude for the fact that they've seen a court, the fact that they've visited a police station, the fact that Jayesh Bhai spent time in jail. And they share with him how his actions have actually allowed them to practice love towards any person, even if the person is extremely hostile towards you. In fact, this person gave them or taught them how you can use love to divert these incorrect qualities in others and actually help them see the right path. So all of this has been possible only because both Anarben and Jayesh Bhai saw these phases as times for them to learn. She sees all these challenges as opportunities to swim against the tide and as an opportunity to learn in our journey. And when we hold gratitude towards them, when we hold this attitude of learning towards them, they will always help us come out stronger and through these processes.
Hi, Anardidi. It's so wonderful to hear your voice this morning. You know, and just hearing your voice, I'm reflecting back to the special time that I got to spend with you with Craft Roots and visiting some of the families and the women that have been involved in this wonderful project that you helped to create. And I remember when I was sitting with you in one of the meetings that you were having with the women in Bathurst, and they were listening to you. You were just asking them how the work has been going, and you talked about mentorship a lot, and that's something that you prioritize before everything else. And so I wanted to know, how do you motivate women, you know, that are coming from, as you've described, and as we know, just incredibly, incredibly challenging backgrounds. They're not coming from nurturing environments of love and faith. And how do you, as part of your mentorship, how do you motivate women to believe in what they're doing and to keep trying and to work towards creating a better life for themselves and for their families?
Hi, Bila. मैं ऐसा मानती हूँ कि जैसे values universal है ना, तो ऐसे दुख भी similar होता है. So मैं women के जो भी touching points है कि कौन सी ऐसी चीजें होती हैं जो women को हमेशा touch करती है, तो वो चीज अगर हम समझते हैं, खुद feel करते हैं, तो उसको mentor करना it's easier. तो मैं ऐसा मानती हूँ कि जितनी भी विमेन है उसमें गांव के विमेन है उनके चैलेंजेस अलग है एंड जो बाहर जो अर्बन की अर्बन विमेन है उनके चैलेंजेस अलग है. तो जनरली ये लाइफ हम नहीं देखेंगे उनकी और उनके चैलेंजेस नहीं समझेंगे तब तक हम उनको मेंटोर नहीं कर सकते. सो मैं हमेशा कम्युनिटी की एक विजिट होती ही होती है एंड बहुत अलग अलग विमेन के साथ बैठ के उनके चैलेंजेस समझती हूँ पहले एंड उसके बाद फिर मैं देखती हूँ कि कौन से ऐसे दुख है छोटे छोटे जो उनको हमेशा टच करके जाते हैं. बस वही चीज़ों के साथ मेंटरशिप करते हैं. बट एक चीज़ है कि हम कब मेंटरशिप कर सकते हैं, जब हमारे अंदर वो सब वैल्यूज हो, क्योंकि हम जस्ट सुपरफिशियस बातें नहीं कर सकते किसी के साथ. हमारे अंदर अगर प्यार है, कंपैशन है, हमारे अंदर उनके लिए कुछ करने की भावना है, तभी हम मेंटर कर सकते हैं, मैं ऐसा मानती हूँ. तो जो मैं नहीं करती हूँ या मैं सीख रही हूँ, तो मैं कभी विमेन के साथ वो चीज़ें बोलती नहीं हूँ कि आप ये करो या वो करो. जो मैं करती हूँ, जो मैं प्रैक्टिस करती हूँ, जो मैं फील करती हूँ, वो ही मेंटरशिप में आता है. तो अपने खुद के साथ भी एक ऑनेस्टी होनी चाहिए कि खुद मैं कर रही हूँ जो मैं बोल रही हूँ एंड वो प्रैक्टिस अगर मेरे अंदर है तो मुझे शेयर करना है. सो मेंटरशिप में ऐसी छोटी छोटी कई चीज़ें होती हैं जो सोच के हम लोग करते हैं और इफेक्टिव, और उनके साथ का कनेक्शन तभी बनता है जब वो कंपैशन हमारे अंदर होता है.
सो नारबन फील्स दैट लाइक मोस्ट वैल्यूज, इवन सैडनेस इज यूनिवर्सल. सैडनेस और पेन और अनहैप्पीनेस इज यूनिवर्सल. सो व्हेन यू आर वर्किंग विद वुमेन और यू आर वर्किंग विद कम्युनिटीज, इट्स ऑफन इम्पॉर्टेंट to touch those emotions within them, within people, and you'll find that connecting with people becomes far easier. In her work over the last couple of decades, she's found that women in urban scenarios have different challenges and women in rural scenarios have different challenges. And so it's important to understand the context. It's important to understand these individual challenges that women face. So wherever or whichever community she visits, she first spends time to understand their context and their challenges first. And it's only then that mentorship or relationship with communities can begin. But before all of this, it's more important to have the right set of values within us, because only then can we even be capable of mentoring anyone. So personally, if there is a certain value or there is a certain practice that she's not mastered completely or she's not learned completely, she won't engage in it with other women in her community, because she feels that it wouldn't be honest to go out and speak about those practices if she doesn't have complete control over them. So she often uses practices or uses her learnings that she's entirely and completely in line with, and something she's absorbed completely in her life. And that's the basis for mentorship for her. Of course, she believes that mentorship is possible only if at the root we have compassion within ourselves, because unless that compassion is present, you won't really be able to connect with various and diverse people.
Last question is from me. And the question is that oftentimes, you know, everyone has sort of standard definitions of success, you know, and in any of those definitions, Anarvind, you would be a tremendous success, whether it's in your business world, whether it's in social enterprise, whether it's, you know, in your family life, social life. But, you know, even that, you know, especially with someone from everything that we've heard, you've made it abundantly clear that none of those standards even necessarily really matter to you. And you even say everything that you do, just small, small things. So the question I have is, what is it that you see as a true marker for success in your life? And what is it that you're truly moving toward? You talked about you and Jayesh by having clarity as to where you're going. So where are you going? And how can we follow?
मैं सब बोल सकती हूँ कि सक्सेस की बात आती है तो एक चीज़ बोल सकती हूँ, वो है मेरे फादर इन लॉ, क्योंकि बहुत नज़दीक से उनको देखा है एंड उनकी लाइफ एंड उनकी डेथ देखी है. एंड जो डेथ के बाद की जो उनकी लाइफ बोल सकती हूँ मैं, कि जैसे हम यहाँ पे जैसे एक ट्रेडिशन होता है बैसना, लोग आते हैं डेथ के बाद बैठने के लिए. सो जब हम जन्म लेते हैं तब लोग हंसते हैं और जब हम मर जाते हैं तब लोग रोते हैं. सो मैं मानती हूँ कि सक्सेस लाइफ का क्या हो सकता है, हमारे जाने के बाद हमको शायद लोग याद करें, या फिर मे बी कितने ह्यूमन बीइंग के साथ हम लोग कनेक्ट हुए, क्योंकि लेके तो कुछ नहीं जाने वाले, हम सबको पता है. सो मुझे वो चीज़ मेरे फादर इन लॉ की मुझे बहुत अच्छी लगी कि उनके जाने के बाद हर एक लेवल के लोग कनेक्ट हो रहे थे एंड इतना अच्छे से डिसिप्लिन था उनके लिए, रिस्पेक्ट था, जो उनका जैसा व्यक्तित्व था वही एक माहौल वहाँ पे देखने को मिला. तो मुझे लगा कि ऐसा लाइफ होना चाहिए कि मरने के बाद भी लोगों को कुछ सीखा है. तो मैं मानती हूँ कि ठीक है, कर्म हम करते हैं, जो बिजनेस कर रहे हैं हम या फिर जो सेवा कर रहे हैं, जो भी स्पिरिचुअल प्रैक्टिस कर रहे हैं, वो एक अलग अलग प्रकार के कर्म है. बट बैक ऑफ द माइंड हमको सबको पता है कि कर्म हमारे जीने के लिए है, मरने के लिए तो वो ही गुडनेस चाहिए जो पापा ने कैरी किया था. सो मैं वही उसी को सक्सेस मानती हूँ. मुझे भी पता है कि जो मैं कमाने जा रही हूँ वो मेरे लिए कुछ लॉन्ग टर्म कुछ मायने नहीं रखता है, बट वो करना तो पड़ेगा क्योंकि लाइफ जीना है. बट मोह नहीं होना चाहिए उसका, तो पीछे नहीं लगना है उसकी, तो हर एक चीज का कोई एडिक्शन नहीं होना चाहिए. तो वो एक चीज मैं हमेशा देखती हूँ सक्सेस के लिए.
सो हर फादर इन लॉ ईश्वर दादा हैज ऑफन बीन अ मेजर ऑफ सक्सेस फॉर हर, बिकॉज शी हैड द अपॉर्चुनिटी टू सी हिज लाइफ एज वेल एज हिज डेथ. She's always seen that, you know, when people begin a new life, the community around them is celebrating and laughing. But often when we leave or when we die, people around us cry. So she sees, or she could measure success based on how many people we connect with in our lives. When she was at the funeral or the bathtub, after Ishwar Dada's passing, she saw that people from all economic strata, people from all walks of life, from all diverse backgrounds were there to see him go. And that was something that touched her deeply, because even in his death, he was there teaching her, he was there teaching people through his kindness. So while we might be involved in various actions or karmas or spiritual practice in our lifetime, she trusts that all that matters in our death or after we leave this material world is our goodness. And that's something that we must focus on at all times. Business and other practices are all good and they might be necessary for us to survive, but it's not something that we should be caught up in or get attracted by. It's the deeper values that count in the long run and the deeper values that matter after we do.
Thank you very much. We're going to close out the call. And the way we'll do that is I'm going to actually give Anarben just a quick moment to share any sort of closing reflections that she has. And then Guri will close us out and take us into a minute of gratitude. But before we do that, I just wanted to say big thank you on behalf of all the farmers and everyone on the call to Anarben for just, I don't even know how to describe how many insights were provided, and just sort of the genuineness and authenticity that came through was remarkable. So thank you. And Siddharth, I've never heard a better translator in my life. And the ability, and just for those of you that may not speak Hindi or Gujarati, you know, oftentimes difficulty in translation, things get lost in translation naturally, but the way that Siddharth has been able to translate today is it's truly remarkable, and it really is fitting to what the essence of what everything that Anarben has been saying. So thank you, Siddharth. And so, Anarben, if there are any closing thoughts that you wanted to share with all of us, we'd appreciate it.
बहुत प्यार से आप लोगों ने मुझे सुना एंड वापस कितने सारे अलग अलग आवाज सुने, कितने टाइम के बाद सब वॉलंटियर्स थे. मैं भी बहुत अच्छा फील कर रही हूँ. एंड सी, हम लोग जब भी शेयरिंग करते हैं वही अवेकनिंग मुझे भी मिलता है मेरी साइड से. सो विच इज दिस इज रियली गुड कि जब भी आप कहीं भी बोलते हो तो वो अवेकनिंग तुम्हारे अंदर हमेशा रहता है लॉन्ग टाइम पे. तो मैं आप सबको यही थैंक्स बोलना चाहूंगी कि शायद जो भी मेरा प्रैक्टिस और मेरा लर्निंग है आज मुझे वो वापस रिवाइव करने का आप लोगों ने मौका दिया. थैंक यू वेरी मच.
So Anarban is just very, very grateful that everyone listened with so much love, and she also loved to hear all the new, all the old voices and all the people that she's been so closely connected with in the past. She's always trusted that sharing leads to an awakening, and when you share your journey, there is an internal awakening towards your own spiritual practices. So she's very grateful because this call has given her a renewed spirit and energy for her own spiritual practices, and she hopes to focus on them as soon as she logs out.
So it's about 11:30 at night at our end here, but it's been a privilege to have Anarban on the call. It's so amazing to be able to sit down and have this conversation with her, because I've known her for 8 years, and every conversation I have with her is really insightful. So I feel like, you know, my purpose in coming to India has been served. I can go back now. But I think especially women need to hear these stories. I've had lots of, you know, these conversations with men in my life, but it's rare even for me to have such meaningful conversations with women and really learn from them and how they do. And Anarban really, for me, is somebody who is so open and so honest and so vulnerable with whatever is happening in her life and sharing with everyone. You know, I've seen her talk with young children, to women from villages, to intellectuals, to Gandhians. And, you know, it's just, she just kind of goes with it, and she does it with this ease where you feel like, oh, she's just your friend. You know, you don't think that because of her, so many women are employed and are able to raise their families. And so many children are getting education. And so you just, when you meet her, you just feel like she's your friend. And so that's amazing. I think we laugh more than anything. I would say in the last, I think that she really represents the Gandhian values of fearlessness that she talked about. Because I think as a woman, sometimes you hesitate to do things, but from what I've seen in her, she just, you know, fearlessly will have an idea and she will just kind of, you know, jump and do it, and will be like, yes, we can do this, you know? There's never like a no. So thank you, Anarban, for being with us. It's been really an honor to finally have you on the voice call. And thank you all for listening, and for everybody who has, you know, stayed late with us as well. Thank you all from the heart of Ahmedabad.